Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we continue with Kaya Biz. My name is Rifilo Moloto. If you're just joining us, standing in for Kuku Mfupi for a couple more weeks, or several more weeks, I think is the more accurate word. Looking forward to my next conversation, and I'm hoping it brings us better news, even better news than a more positive quarter four if you're a stock picker right here in South Africa. And that is if you happen to be a black founder of a tech, not adjacent, but tech, congruent business. And that's because Google's Startups Accelerator Africa has got launched its Black Founders Program, which is open to Black-owned startups in South Africa. The fund continues Google's commitment to supporting startups in South Africa, and 15 very fortunate and very hardworking startups founders may well, by March 2025, find themselves getting a slew of investment. On the one hand, from a cash perspective, an equity-free cash investment of up to about just over R1 million or $50,000, cloud credit of about 3.6 million rand, and some one-on-one access to excellent mentors to network with within Google's network. To help us understand a bit more about how you can be eligible for this is Sia Matigani, who is Public Affairs and Comms Manager for Google SA. Welcome, Sia, to Kaya Biz. Sia, if you hear me.
Good, here we go. Yes, I can hear you.
How are you doing?
Good evening. Sorry about that. I'm well and you?
Good. We should have called you on Google Chat, ne?
It's much easier for me to understand.
All right. So yes. Welcome to the show. And I'm very excited to chat to you about Startups Accelerator Africa. It's a really wonderful partnership here. And just remind us again why this matters so much to Google.
To us, it matters quite a lot. The fund itself is a reflection of our commitment to supporting startups in the country, recognizing the importance that they play in terms of entrepreneur activity, driving that activity by entrepreneurs, but also the role it plays in terms of economic as well as social development in the country.
And with that being said, there's quite a bit of a hurdle here, I believe, when it comes to creating a company that might be attractive to Google to partner with, or is there? I was actually just chatting to some colleagues just before this, and I had mentioned that, they kind of need to be companies that either have or will be able to have the potential to use AI, and that's not very present in South Africa. So help us understand how various industries might be able to partner with Google, even if they might not be thoroughly tech interfacing yet.
Yeah, so this particular fund is aimed really at companies that are in the tech space, not necessarily in the AI space. We do have a separate one that focuses on AI startups. This one specifically, of course, using machine learning as well as AI in your company does put you at a sort of a distinct advantage in terms of being selected for the 2024 cohort, which we'll be announcing on the 12th of November once we've received applications, which is what we're calling for now. And so necessarily, if other sort of companies want to work with us that are in the tech space and not necessarily in AI, they can always reach out to us and we can chat about how we are able to utilize. Because as you know, digital transformation is quite key for us in terms of the getting the ecosystem up, getting more South Africans on the internet. We have about 1.2 billion Africans on the continent. Only about 300 million of them are on online doing business. And so for us, it's quite imperative that we get more access to that. And hence, we've launched things like the cable, subsea cable, Equiano, late last year, really trying to increase the number of people that are able to have a good access to good internet at very relatively good prices. And so that we've then done that. And then we've realized that also once you've done this sort of the infrastructure play, you would then have to have people using the internet. And we see entrepreneurship being the people that are able to assist to get South Africans on that internet using sort of their capabilities to bring people into that fold, making sure that they provide the services that South Africans want to use on a daily. And from our end, obviously, our role is to organize the world's information and make it useful universally to everybody. And so we want more people on the internet. We want more businesses operating in South Africa so that we can overcome all the social challenges that we have, that we all know about. And so we're really just playing our part by offering this to these 15 startups.
So tell us what some of the criteria are to participate. If I'm listening tonight and I would like access to this network and this wonderful support structure from Google SA.
Yeah, you just have to have a South African founder or director, which is headquartered, and your company must be headquartered in South Africa. So as we know, tech companies can operate globally, but in this instance, we want you to be operating from South Africa. So your headquarters must be in South Africa, as well as a director. But also, you must have done some groundwork in terms of raising seed funding or Series A funding. Your business must be operating at a certain level. And then also, you must be able or committed or be willing to commit to sort of the program itself, the program that runs from November once we announce all the way to March 2025. So we've got quite a lot of activities that we'll be engaging the startups that are selected on. And so, yeah, if you meet the criteria in terms of those, you can apply and then we'll consider your application.
Okay. So the deadline is November 2024.
No, the deadline is the 14th of October. Excuse so me. We opened applications from the 27th of September okay. right up until the 14th of October. Post that, we'll then go through the applications that we receive. A committee will sit through those, look at the criteria, go through it, and then we'll announce on the 12th of November the startups that have been selected.
Man.
And those actually stand to receive about R1 million worth of undiluted sort of cash yes. awards for each of those 15 startups. Mm. And then they also get about 3.6 million worth of cloud credits per startup that's selected, as well as the other things that you mentioned earlier, one-on-one training and networking with mentorships, and also sort of networking with the other startups as well. And yeah, that's about it.
So Sia, the only thing left to know is how to apply.
Yeah, go to Google Startups and then look for the section that talks directly to this fund, and then click on it and follow the instructions. You will be able then to enter your details and then submit your application.
To be clear, Google Startups, and then I'm looking for the Startups Accelerator Africa.
100%. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sia, for giving us that insight and this opportunity. Sia Matigani is Public Affairs and Comms Manager at Google SA.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.